Behind every song is a voice, and every voice is a story. The journeys behind the voices brings life to the music that shapes each of us. Brought to you by Visible Music College and in partnership with the largest online Christian music site, New Release Today. This is Behind the Tunes, and I am your host, Austin Black. Together, we will explore those journeys, the journeys behind the artists that shape the landscape of today's music. Up here with Hannah Kerr on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about her, HannahKerrMusic.com. I like to end with a little rapid fire, Hannah. You got your game face on?
I'm ready.
What's your favorite junk food?
Doritos.
What kind?
Just classic.
Just a classic chunk cheese.
Regular red bag.
All right. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Anything coffee or chocolate or even better, both. Coffee and chocolate put together, that's what I'm getting.
Can you name one of the seven dwarfs?
Sneezy?
I think Sneezy's one. I don't really know.
Doc.
Doc is one. What color is your toothbrush?
White.
In the movie about your life, the Hannah Kerr story, what actress would play you?
Ooh. I like Emma Stone. We look nothing alike, but I think she's funny and quirky. Maybe her.
She's a really good actress.
She's great. I feel like everything she's in, I'm like, I relate to that girl, you know?
She's a really good actress. If you could be any Marvel character, who would it be?
Okay, please don't hate me, but I don't know anything about Marvel. Like, I know that Spider-Man is not Marvel.
No, I think he is. Okay, this is fair. I don't know much either. I do think Spider-Man is one. People are screaming at their radio right now.
Yeah, they're hating me. And you know what? It's okay. Marvel's a journey that I have not started. I have not gone on to it. I don't think I've seen one Marvel movie. I'm so sorry to say
that. That's impressive.
I'm so sorry to say that. And like I said, I grew up pretty sheltered. Not in a bad way. Just I was very sheltered. And I was not allowed to watch Harry Potter. Yeah. I was not allowed to watch The Lord of the Rings. I was not allowed to watch Star Wars. So, you know, I was starting from a deficit because I didn't get into Marvel as like a kid. You know what I mean?
Listen, you guys let Hannah start her Marvel journey when she's good and ready.
You know,
that's
I
where
think
we are.
At this point, there's so many movies that
it's overwhelming.
I don't know where to start. So if someone that's listening to this would like to send me a detailed schedule and guide for where to begin and what we should watch, I will start the journey.
This is y'all's chance.
This is your chance. If
Hit
you
her
hate
up.
Me right now, please help me to be less hated.
This is
okay?
It. If you want to just quit listening to Taylor Swift, you'll do this.
That's right.
That's where we are. What's your favorite board game?
I love all board games.
Okay.
I'm a big game person.
All right.
I would say, I don't know if this is technically a board game, but I really like the game Codenames.
Codenames.
Have you played that?
No.
It's like a card game, but you lay out the cards like a board. I don't know. Oh. I like Codenames a lot. And then I also like just like the game of life. Yeah. I did recently play Monopoly, though, and I did think that it was more fun in my adult life when I realized, like, oh, this is what a mortgage means. This
Yeah.
is, you know what I mean? Like, it was like, oh, I'm getting it. As a child, I was like, I don't understand.
What's
but
this
I,
board?
I do like Monopoly. It is fun.
I asked that question selfishly because I like board games too.
Yeah.
So,
what's your favorite? Like, do you have any cool board games that you like?
have you played Ticket to Ride?
Yes, I love that
What a
game.
great game. My son had this game called that he really liked, Midnight Werewolf or something like that.
Oh yeah. I think I've played that before. I don't have it, but I think I've played it.
Yeah, Midnight
The
Werewolf. That's
one night, one night.
One Night Ultimate Werewolf. Just
yes,
look it
I have.
Up. One
I've
Night
played
Ultimate
that before.
Werewolf. Yeah, yeah. I love board games. So yeah, ask that one selfishly. Ticket to Ride's a favorite. I'll keep thinking. If I think something, I'll take in a minute. Time Machine for One Day. Where and when do you go?
Maybe my wedding day. I feel like so I got married in 2020, and the day is a little bit of a blur just because it was
It's
such a
true.
crazy time. No one came to our wedding really besides just our immediate family. So, but it was just such a happy day too. Like it was in the midst of a really crazy season. It was just like the happiest day of my life. And I don't know, I just would go back and just watch, like as a bystander. I would want
That's
to watch
fun.
and just take in all the details.
What month did you get married in 2020?
March.
Are you serious?
So we got married March 29th, and everything in Nashville shut down on the 14th. When I tell you, Austin, that we Facebook lived our wedding, I mean it. Okay. Like set up a phone on a tripod and like Facebook lived it for my family.
Isn't that
So
funny that in the history of the world,
yeah.
you accidentally picked one of the worst times in history to get married?
And what's even crazier is that my older brother got married 3 weeks before us and had
He
his,
made it.
oh yeah, had his full wedding, like 300 people there. Everyone flew in from out of town. Like the world changed so fast
That's
that
wild. That's funny.
it was great. At his wedding, we're like, see you guys in 3 weeks. And then 3 weeks later,
See
not
nobody in 3 weeks.
nobody. It was a really special day though. Like it really was. I feel
I
like
was there.
everyone involved, the small amount of people that were involved made it really special for us. So I would say that day probably.
That's fun. Favorite cartoon growing up?
I loved Arthur. Loved Arthur. My mom didn't love me watching Arthur because DW, the little sister, had kind of a bad attitude. But I really liked that show, and like I liked it so much that they would do like drawing tutorials after the show ended, and I learned how to draw all the characters by hand.
Can you
So,
still draw?
not really. If I was following a tutorial, maybe, but yeah, I loved Arthur. It was like my everyday 4 p.m. get home from school, watch Arthur.
What was your after school snack?
Popcorn,
Me too.
probably.
Me too.
Yeah, I loved popcorn. If I was feeling crazy, I would make a box of Kraft macaroni and cheese and share it with my brothers, of course.
Of course. Of course, and last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Avocado. Yes. And you know, I say that because avocado hates me. Every
Fair.
time I eat it, I feel very sick. It's the only food out there that I simply must avoid. Like even a little teeny, like
Really?
cross contamination of avocado. Like I think we might be dealing with an allergy, to be honest. But yeah, you know, everyone's getting avocado toast, they're having guac at the Mexican restaurant. Not me. I can't do it. I hate it. It hates me. I don't think the taste is bad, but I don't like how it makes me feel.
It's
So
fair. I try to stay away from things that make me sick too. I don't like
yeah,
those things
my
either.
other answer for that question was Dr. Pepper. I do not like Dr. Pepper, and I think a lot of people are gonna disagree with that, but
Well, you were, I think, listen, we were teetering heavily with Taylor Swift.
yeah,
And
and
you have
now
just pushed all the
I
chips to the center of the table.
this is the first podcast interview I've ever done where I've lost more fans than I've gained as people have listened. So
Don't know. It's not about my show. I don't know. What do we, it didn't go well. Let's, hey, listen, we're just going to find the real fans. We're going
I
to
want
find
to
the
know
real.
your answer for what you hate that everyone loves.
You know what? So many things. So many
Oh.
things. The number of times that you guys are like this, and I'm like, yeah, I hate that too. I don't like avocados. I'm with you on that.
Okay.
What's there really? I'm trying to think of one that somebody's done. Oh, you know what mine would be if I was asked that question? Cheese. Cheese.
Okay. So this interview is over.
Yeah,
It
see, we
I
officially
will.
just set it on fire.
If I had to live in a world where I did not like cheese, I don't know if that's a world I want to live in.
I get it. I get it.
I'm
It's
so
me.
sorry. I'm so
Hey,
sorry.
ready? Hey, it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
It's
That's
me. Perfect. Bring it all back
ending. That's
around.
the ending. She's Hannah Kerr. We have no idea if anyone's still listening to this or not. We hope you are. And here on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Hannah, you've been a ton of fun. Thanks for hanging
This
out
has been
today.
great. Thanks for having me, Austin.
You got it.
I got enemies at every side. It ain't looking good, I ain't gonna lie. Arrows flying, devils trying to make me think I'm going down this time. You might think that I'd be afraid, running scared with a shaking faith. But the God I know says it ain't over. The God I know is gonna make a way. Yeah, though I walk through the valley,
standing on a mountain, walking through barren lands. You took my hand and you said, you can have this world, but I won't go with you. Oh, I won't go with you. But I ran out of places, feelings I was chasing. All I have is you and you alone. could I go? Your spirit will follow me down to Sheol. And the thing about the king, he's always with me, so I can't run from you. But I won't run from you. And I said, oh, don't wait a minute. I don't want what you in and there. I don't want to go unless I'm going there with you. Hey!
And wrapping up here with Chris Cleveland of Stars Go Dim on Behind the Tunes from the Visible Music College Studios. Learn all about him at starsgodim.com. I'd like to end with a little rapid fire, Chris. You got your game face on?
Let's go.
What's your favorite junk food?
Fruit snacks. The Welch's fruit snacks specifically. I will eat pounds of those things.
I was going to say, those are the things. When you open up one, you're going to eat like 3 or 4 bags at once.
Oh, I'm like 9, 10 bags easy. I'm grabbing handfuls, man.
That's right. Favorite ice cream flavor?
Strawberry, vanilla, and then cookies and cream. I'm all this fancy ice cream.
Yeah.
Just give me the basics.
Just give the basics. I'm with you on that.
I don't want chocolate, though. I'm out on chocolate.
Kind of the same way. The three you mentioned are kind of my, those are my three go-tos.
You want another Tulsa thing? Brahms?
Yeah.
Brahms ice cream?
Yeah.
Give me a break.
Listen, next time you're coming through Memphis, let me know. There's a place that best ice cream I've ever had in my life is down here.
Okay.
It's called Area 51.
Area 51.
It's across the line of Mississippi, Hernando, Mississippi. Area 51. It's incredible. Okay. Incredible. If you had, hit me up. What color is your toothbrush?
What color is my tooth? Gray and white. It's like a weird, I don't know, my wife got it for me.
In the movie about your life, the Chris Cleveland story, what actor would play you?
Oh gosh. Can it be anyone at any age? Or
yes.
Does it have to be a current actor now?
No, anything you want, it's your world.
It's probably a mix between Matthew McConaughey and Owen Wilson.
I love Owen Wilson, man. And Matthew McConaughey is the runaway winner for guys on this show.
Yeah, I mean, who our age doesn't want Matthew McConaughey to portray that? Okay, here's a funny thing. One of my friends is actually having a movie made about his life.
Okay.
His name's Tim Timmons. He's
artist. Yeah.
And if you know Tim, he's a bald man with a goatee, like a beard.
Yeah.
One of the greatest humans on the planet. Like, amazing. They just cast this movie for him, and they cast the guy from Gilmore Girls and This Is Us, the dad, Milo or Milo or whatever. Like, the best looking man in America is playing Tim Timmons. And I was like, bro, what is happening? Like, I really hope he can capture your raw magnetism and sex appeal.
Yeah.
Like, I don't think he's gonna be able to do it, but we'll see.
Dude, they're gonna do like the when it comes out, you know, and it's like, here's the actor and here's the guy, but it's like,
yeah, it's like, what? So I don't feel bad about claiming Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, see, there you go. That's too good. What's your favorite board game?
Oh God, I hate board games. We play a lot of them. And now at the house. What is that one? Clue?
Yeah, it's a classic.
I like Clue.
Clue was fun. Growing up, we had Clue, but like pieces were missing. And you want to talk about frustrating. Like, you solve the murder, it's like, nope, that's not
There's
it.
No
it's
hammer.
Like, okay. Yeah, it's
what's
like,
happening?
Whatever, man. You guys are
Yeah,
awful.
We've got like 4 versions of Clue. So,
oh, okay.
We've got the normal one. We've got like a Bob's Burgers version. We've got, I don't know. We've got a bunch of them.
Dude, that's how they do it now. What's your favorite cartoon growing up?
Oh, man. Every day before school, I get up early and I would watch. I feel like it was like Rugrats, Doug, and Recess.
Recess.
Know? Yeah, it was some, I don't even know what
I'll
channel it was
Google
on,
that
but I'd
one.
get up at like 6 o'clock so I
Yeah.
could watch those
Watch them.
before I went to school.
The other two are classics to me.
So probably those.
Would 12-year-old you think you're cool today?
Probably. I don't know why.
Yeah.
My 12-year-old doesn't, tell you that much.
Last but not least, something you hate that everyone else loves.
Oh my gosh. There's so many things,
So many.
probably. Well, I'm trying to think of a real good one
Yeah.
because there's probably too many of them.
Yeah.
The ice cream thing is on my brain now because
Yeah.
I just want, like, we've got this great ice cream place. It's called Jenny's here, and
Yeah.
like $15 ice cream. And my kids want to go there all the time. But I don't want Brambleberry. I don't want lactose-free,
Yeah.
like, milk chocolate.
Yeah.
I want vanilla. You know what I
Yeah.
want strawberry.
Yeah.
They do not offer these flavors.
None of
And so
them.
I don't know who you people are out there who are inciting this thought that we need to church up ice cream. But I think it's
Church.
like white people dancing. You know what I mean? Just keep it like, just do the basics. You know what I mean? No need to get fancy.
Ice cream wasn't broken.
It
It
wasn't
wasn't
broken.
broken. Why are we trying to fix it?
It wasn't broken. One of my favorite little pages on Instagram is this guy, and he's in New York, and he takes the subway, and he just asks people their takes, and people do this, and like almost every one of them, I'm like, yeah, exactly. Like I feel like my personality is a good mix of like Larry David. Everything he says, I kind of agree with, and I'm like, man. I'm a little grumpy.
I'm with you more than you know on this.
Okay.
So we're running some good parallels. He's Chris Cleveland, the Stars Go Dim. Starsgodim.com. Chris, thanks so much today, man. You've been a ton of fun.
I appreciate you.
For years I've run the fast lane, and my treads are wearing thin. Left me on the shoulder, broken and pulled over, alone in my skin. Some things weren't my choosing. Sometimes I led the charge, chasing dreams or so it seemed, down on Fool's Boulevard. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so overwhelmed. I could use a little church right now. My cup's about as empty as this wilderness I'm in. I lost my way with the loss of love that came to a bitter end. So far from running over, so close to giving in. It's gonna take the hands of me. That steeple up on top,
no.
Ain't talking about them hot views.
Ain't about the hot views
or that torn up parking lot. It could happen on a dirt road, or a crowded coffee shop. Yeah, the church I need is the hands and feet of a God who came to love. I could use a little church right now. Love to have a little family around. I've been feeling so right now. I could use a little church right now.
tried so hard, but I couldn't make the waters part. Didn't matter how many times that I had said it. You know I couldn't save myself. It had to be someone else. And there's only one who's getting all of the credit.